4NUE. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Chan. Great to hear you this morning. Let me turn my radio down here in the background. Listening to something about the Tennessee something or other. Tennessee Ernie Ford. And we're on the road again, just like Willie Nelson. We're just going over to Sam's and then Costco's, I guess. Whatever my War Department tells me here. How's your day?
Two Bobcats tore up and trying to get one of them straightened out and headed back up the Landrum to get that mess done. And but other than that, things going pretty good, I guess. I went up to deer camp yesterday and got my high-frequency radio set up and cut me a dipole. Finally got it up. Took me some time with all the trees and all. But I got it up and was able to make a couple contacts off of it and was actually able to talk really well to Mr. Beal. So, all in all, I'm kind of pleased. But are we still good on the 13th with you and Miss Bernice?
I know. Yes, sir. You keep reminding me. Send me a text or something that day or the day before. I've got doctor's appointments and this and that, but that's about all, Chad. Not that day. Not in November that I know of, buddy. And looking forward to that. Oh, had one of my good friends over last night and really enjoyed the visit with him. Ariel in Y4G come over for a while. And I was telling him all about you. We heard you talking to Walt, but he helped me fill out that TQSL thing again for Logbook of the World. I'm always leery of doing it or I'll screw it up. But I wait till something comes back and then enter that and then it's good to go. It's good till the 29th, so I'm all right. But I hate that. But it's a security measure to make sure that it's you that are into your account with them, you know. So I understand. And then we talk about everything in the world. I want to get him up there to meet you. He's a really interesting guy. Phenomenal. Amateur operator. Knows antennas like the back of your hand. Even wrote a book on them. Go ahead, Chad.
Short QSO with him on the last time he called the net. And extremely knowledgeable. I mean extremely knowledgeable on antennas. I didn't get an opportunity to talk with him about anything else. But you can just tell he's... He's brilliant when it comes to things like that. But, moving back to the 13th. So, I think we agreed on Low Country Bull. You and Miss Bernice, either one of y'all got issues with that?
Like anything. I'm not a fan of that. But, you know what? Everybody and their brother is, so... I'll eat about anything, Chad, and I don't eat a whole lot, so I don't know why I stay fat, but I do. But thank God I don't weigh any more than I do. But with Bernice around cooking, I have a legitimate excuse. This is Enduro TR.
KO4NUE. Oh, yeah, I don't see how you as slim as you are, because... Man, I'm telling you, I get 25 feet from your house, I just start salivating.
Good morning, Chad.
You got Bernice giggling. Yeah, I thank God that I'm not morbidly obese, you always say. I mean, 350 pounds or up, you know, that's really tough on those folks. I just don't You know, I've never made fun of that in my life because everyone in my family, for the most part, was obese except my brother and I, and we could have ate a whole beef by ourselves or something and never gained a pound. My sisters, both of them, if they looked at food, they gained weight.
I'm the same way. It's with me though. I don't care too much for sweets. But I'm the salt and savory is what gets me, and it's all about the comfort. You know, I mean, I don't know any other way to put it. But I gotta get some of this weight off of me. I'm way too heavy. But it is what it is, and I put myself in this position. But I'll work it out. I'll work it out. But at any rate, maybe we could do some rotisserie chicken while we're up there, and then that way you can have some. Chicken while we do the low country boil. That sound all right?
Oh, I'll eat chicken in any form. Yeah, and you don't have to go out of your way for me, Chen. Like I said, I don't eat a whole lot. I forget what's in the low country boil. I just remember seeing Amy bring it out and dump it on the table, and then you go from there, and I don't know. It just never... enthused me, but I don't. My neighbor loves greens and that, and I don't like greens and stuff like that. But you know, being from down here, that's a staple in the diet. And you got to enjoy life. So I eat what the heck I want. I do cut down way on the salt because it causes you to hold water, and that makes you gain weight. And it's really critical for me. I wish I could lose some weight because my foot's so bad, my back's so bad. Every time I lose about 10 pounds, I feel it. It makes a difference. Heck, I changed telephone, Chad, because the other one was too heavy. And, wow, these cars, they're jockeying for position and changing with less than a car length almost between them, if that's possible. Gee, many. But at any rate, Bernice wanted to know if there was something she could bring for a dessert up there, Chad. She loves to bake.
Hey, I've been thinking about that, and I would say yes, with the caveat that next time you talk with Mr. Bill, better let him decide, because he's a little mad at me because I've been getting all of Bernice's cooking, and he hadn't had a chance to get any. So if I want to stay friends with him, I probably need to let him to decide what Miss Bernice brings.
Well, he knows he's welcome up here. I tried talking him into coming up the other day to get that item we used over to your place there. But he hadn't been up. But at any rate, I don't like things that are really, really sweet. She made a... tell him what that thing was called yesterday that you made.
Apple cream cheese crisps.
Swirl or something like that. It's beautiful. But it's... if something's extra sweet, I just don't really care for it. Now, I like that apple strudel, and I like those pfeffernusens. They're just nice little treats, you know. Have with a cup of coffee, and it's good for you. But I'm not too much on the other. Oh, here we ought to hear the Gestapo. 34.707 kilomegahertz.
I'm here. I thought you was listening to another station. I was going to let you listen.
This is N0TR. All right, you just passed that extra class test, and I just told you it was 37.0707 kilomegahertz. I wish I could receive that. I'd be listening to the space station. That's gigahertz, Chad. And being the anal person I am, the radar detector reads out in frequency whenever you encounter the Gestapo on the road. I mean the highway patrol.
I'm tracking now. Okay. I see what you're saying. I get you. Okay. Well, I'll, like I said, I'll talk next time I talk with N4WHM. I'll get Mr. Bernice what he likes, because I know he mentions that every time we talk. So I got my antenna up yesterday and made contact with him. Just to test things out, and he brought it up again. So I better talk with him and tell Miss Bernice I'll let her know what to bring as far as the dessert goes. But other than that, I mean I'm in the vehicle headed up to Landrum, and I'm absolutely dreading getting up there with these hoses, because it took me about an hour to get them off, and I just imagine trying to get them back on. It's just a pain.
Well, you need to take Bernice with you. She's a farmer. She can do anything. Yeah, Ariel was talking about doing some work on his tractor. I don't know what he's doing. I was wondering if you found your parts or not. Also, give me a text next time you're testing there. We were sitting right in front of the radio last night till about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and I had it on, but I didn't. I worked some guy in Ecuador just for the fun of it, but then when I looked at my logging program, I'd already worked him before. I didn't think I'd worked Ecuador on 12 meters, but I had, same guy, and I'd worked him like 6 or 8 times, but I still enjoy it, and it was just a short contact on CW. But did you find your parts up there, bud?
I had to take the hoses to Hydrodyne, and I don't like going there because they're so expensive, but I ran it by the customer first, and that's what he wanted to do, to, you know, get the Bobcat back. So I've got 5 hoses here that's less than 26 inches a piece, $498.
That is really a bunch. Well, you can make money with a Bobcat, so hopefully the guy endures. That's a lot. Well, I know why you was having trouble finding those parts. The Secretary of Transportation's been on paternity leave for 2 months. He ain't even been there. And they got over 1 million containers sitting off of Long Beach ready to come in. Sad state of affairs, but that's some of the problems with the delivery of these parts and that.
Midway Auto Parts this morning to pick up a few things, and they're telling me that they're struggling to, you know, keep some parts on the shelves. And I mean, there's one guy in there, I mean, he's a little bit angry, you know, as a customer. And the guy was Bruce trying to explain to him, hey, look, you know, this is just if I had the part, I'd sell it to you, but I just don't have it, and I can't get it. And I don't know what to think. I was watching the news last night about this whole supply chain thing, and I forget which news reporter it was, but he was doing a special on it, and he was... had some expert there talking about it, and he said it's probably going to go on into the first quarter of 2022, and I just, man, mercy.
It's just a dirty shame, I'll tell you. This is 0TR. Well, on another subject, I received another package on Sunday from Amazon yesterday. Got one about a week ago, and that's like talking to virtual reality to try to get a hold of Amazon. And I never quite got it done, but my daughter finally came up with a number I'm going to try later on. I got a pair of size 10 toddler's shoes from China out of the Amazon distribution center in Texas. I can't figure it out. A week or two ago, we got an apron and a toilet brush. And I finally got a hold of them on that. And they said, well, just keep it or give it to charity or throw it out. And I don't know quite what I'm going to do with these toddler shoes yet, but I'm going to try to get a hold of them again today. I don't know why, but on any of the drop-down menus there on Amazon, they don't have a drop-down that says, return a package that you didn't order. It's always, you know, if you got to send a return back, it's real easy. The one that you didn't order? Nah. That's just crazy, isn't it?
73s, I'm in a black hole. I'm not sure you can hear me, but I'm moving into Landrum, and I'm not going to be able to stay on in contact with you. So, KL4EQE73, Tom, you do good for me. Have a wonderful day. I'm clear.
Okay, Jen. Yeah, nice to hear you this morning. Have a nice trip, and say hello to Anna. KL4EQE0TR73s.
Tom, what kind of no good are you up to this morning? W2T.
Well, we be going over to Spartanburg, Mr. Rusty, to Sam's and I, Costco's, Stewbury's, and Costco's. I think she's kind of looking for some grapefruit for me. It's about time for them to start coming in now. How's your day, Rusty?
Slow going. Slow going. Just got my ARRL ballot so I can vote for the Roanoke Division Director. So get that fixed up and back in the mail today. And a bunch of junk mail, which I'm just deposited in a trash can. And one of these, you've been pre-approved offers, and it went through the shredder. So, you know, minor things like that today.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. I think we got 10 pieces of mail yesterday, or not yesterday, but Saturday. 9 of them were junk, and 1 of them was the water bill. C'est la vie.
Bills this morning. I did get some winter mask I ordered that came in. They were nice, and nice line. And they keep the face warm, and when you take a breath, you don't feel all that cold air being sucked into your lungs.
Roger, I seen where General Colin Powell passed away at age 84, wasn't it, Bruce? Yeah, he'd been double vaccinated, but he also had Parkinson's disease and other immune disorders, so it made him more susceptible. And that's what I worry about with congestive heart failure. You know, if I get it, I'm probably a goner. But I still have had all 3 shots, so there you go. And preventative medicine, the best we can do. If it doesn't work, well, it doesn't work. But at least and we even had our flu shots. But we're not far from getting into the traffic here, Rusty. We're right here at Target as you're pulling in towards Sam's and that, so I'm going to have to sign with you and let you go and maybe catch you on the way back. W2T and 0TR. Have a good day, Rusty.
All right, you have a good one, too. Hopefully they'll have a booster for me in the next little while here, and I go Wednesday to get my flu shot. So anyway, we'll talk to you later. You and Bernice, be careful out there. N0TR, W2T.